Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuning into On Fire to Inspire. I'm your host, Jennifer Hain, the founder and owner of Jennifer Lee Life Coaching. And tonight's guest is somebody who I have had the absolute pleasure of knowing and have taken some TV hosting classes with him. And I'm sure you've seen me post. His personality, his passion, his love for life is absolutely contagious. And I couldn't wait to have him on the show. And not only does he have an acting background, but he actually has worked behind the scenes on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, The Talk, and it all began with an opportunity given to him by Oprah. So I'm not going to postpone welcoming him to the show any longer. We have so much to talk about. Paolo Presta, the host of A Spoonful of Paolo. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I couldn't wait all day for this. I was so excited.
Oh, me too. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I appreciate you calling in. Are you calling in from California right now, or are you in New York?
No, we go to New York next month, but we're in California right now. Yeah, we're actually home in West Hollywood. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you. I know a lot of people, as you probably saw on Twitter, were tweeting and excited to tune in tonight. And you have such an attractive personality in your show, A Spoonful of Paolo. It looks like you have an absolutely amazing following.
It's pretty good. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, we all want to be inspired by each other. So we follow each other. You know, we all want people, your friends, your peers to do good. So when you see that, you know, it inspires you to keep dreaming and live the life that you want. So I love that.
Yeah. And you know what? Let's start for all the listeners who have never heard of or seen A Spoonful of Paolo, we're going to get to explaining what that is. But let's kind of start from square one here. And when you sent me some more information about yourself and I was able to do a little bit of reading about your background, you do come from a very large family. So why don't you talk to us about that?
Yeah, because my parents, they're from southern Italy, from Calabria, but they live in the suburbs outside of Chicago, and that's where I grew up and was raised, and I have four sisters and two brothers. I am the middle child from the boys, my father has grocery stores in Chicago, and that's where all my siblings and the in-laws and every family member would work at, is just to be a part of the family business. So since I was 11 years old, I would, you know, after school, on the weekends, my brothers and I would go with my dad to the stores, you know, and work. And because my father's, you know, theory was that if, you know, my kids, I help you pay for your school, but you have to go to work, you know, to earn your money. And then he was going to help us with school to, you know, save up and help us pay for our college tuition and stuff. So, yeah, I grew up in a large Italian family where my mom stayed home, cooked, cleaned, and took care of us. And my dad is always working.
Now, are a lot of your siblings and family still working in that chain of grocery stores?
Yeah. Wow. All my siblings and my in-laws and my dad, who's 71 years old, he still goes to work 4 days a week. He likes to be active and he goes there. But yeah, I'm the only one out of all the siblings who really, who's not there, because, you know, it's very traditional. We're all, you know, the in-laws are there, the siblings are there, you know, helping out at the store because it's a family-owned business, and we have a couple of them. So I am the only one who's away from Illinois and living in Los Angeles. Yeah.
And that is very special. And why don't you tell us why you're not there anymore?
Okay. Because, you know, growing up, you know, that's something we have to do, is work at the grocery store. But I just never felt comfortable, or wasn't what I wanted to do, but it was good money, so I just kept doing it because, you know, going to work, you're saving your money. But I just knew there was something more to life that I wanted to do, and I just wasn't sure how to go about doing it. So, you know, for years and years, you know, growing up in Chicago, I would always go to the Oprah Winfrey Show. Like, I would go to the taping. Like, you could only really go, like, twice a year, but I would sometimes even try to go more if I could. And I even remember the number, like, calling into the studio was like 312-591-9222. That's like how obsessed I was going to the Oprah taping, because I felt so at home, so comfortable when I would go to the taping and seeing how they would work behind the scenes and seeing Oprah, how, when she would come out, and, you know, the way she interviews her guests. So I'm like, I said, if there's only someone who could help me in Chicago, like get, like help me leave the grocery store, it would be Oprah. So I'm like, oh, but how am I going to get her attention? So I just did it the way that I thought I could do. And I would just write letter after letter. And then, you know, and then they started having emails on Oprah.com. Like, if you can relate to this story, please write in. I'm like, oh my God, I relate to all these stories. So then I would write and write. And then years later, Oprah Winfrey, you know, 10 years ago, we just celebrated our 10-year Oprahversary. She came to my dad's grocery store, and she surprised me with a walk-on speaking role in Will and Grace at the time. And so that was, like, so huge, so big for me, because it gave me that step to go out and to try to live my dream and kind of leave the grocery stores at the time to pursue, at the time, was acting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I did not see the clip of your Will and Grace performance, but I did see when Oprah surprised you. I watched that, and I still right now in my body, like just thinking of that moment. What the heck was going through your mind?
I mean, Jennifer, it was crazy because I remember it was a Thursday morning. You know, I'm at the service desk. I remember where I was. I was up. We were making labels for this pasta that we had. We were changing the price. And so I was making new labels for it. And then I'm sitting facing the computer. And then, you know, the next thing I knew is that you see a bunch of people walk in. And then you hear that you hear Oprah Winfrey calling my name, Paolo. And, it was an out-of-a-body. It was an out-of-a-body, like experience. Like, you just, you know, like so much was happening. But I knew she was there because it had to be something good. But I didn't know what it was. You know, because the suburbs, it's about a 50-minute drive from Harpo Studios. You wouldn't think that Oprah Winfrey, like, she has time to come visit you in the suburbs and, like, mm-hmm. you know, but she was there. And, I mean, until today, they say it was one of their best, but most surprised reaction in Oprah show history. And it really was because, like, it was just, like, I was waiting. It's like, you know, when you're waiting for something you really, really want to do and all these years go by and then you get that opportunity. And you don't know what it is yet, but you know it's something good. And so when she was in the store and I just, that moment of looking at her, you know, shaking, jumping up and down, and then having my family there was so special because, you know, we're so close. So my dad was there, he was working. My brothers were there because they were working. And then my mom was there because they had told my family who didn't work at the store at the time, my mom and, you know, my other sisters, because they were younger, to be at the store outside. We're not telling you why, but there's something we wanted to do with Paolo. But no one had any idea that it was because Oprah Winfrey was going to come to the store. So, you know, having my family there too, surrounded by them, you know, I think for me, it just was such one, it was the greatest moment of my life because it changed everything.
Absolutely. And now after you got that opportunity with Will and Grace, how did your family respond to that? And then did it kind of just take off from there?
Yeah, with my family, I think it was pretty amazing because I think that's when my father and my siblings too, when they understood, you know, when they understood that, they saw my reaction, they saw the connection I had with Oprah and what was happening. They said, wow, like my son does have dreams that he really wants to pursue. But, you know, I think this opportunity was a blessing and then it gave me like a way to go there, to come to L.A. You know, was it like, did things change right away? No, because, you know, LA is LA. This business is a tough business, whatever mm-hmm. you come here to do, whether it's modeling, acting, hosting, it's a tough business. So yes, Oprah Winfrey gave me this opportunity, but it did it open a lot of doors? No, but I felt like it had to be me to keep going and going and going and not give up because, you know, it just doesn't happen it doesn't happen overnight. Success doesn't happen overnight. And when you really want it, you have to work hard at it.
Yeah, and when you said, I like that you pointed that out because anyone listening or who's heard your story or at least through my promotion, I don't want anyone to think that Oprah handed Paolo this something on a platter and from there it just took off. No, like you got that opportunity. It was amazing. You acknowledge it as just that. But he still had to work his butt off and he still is working his butt off. I follow all of you, Scott. Absolutely love it.
You're so nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that kind of leads me into your personality. You are so authentic. And for anyone listening, if you have not seen any of his interviews, please go on aspoonfulofpaolo.com. He interviews the most interesting people, celebrities, but you're just always you. You never change. You don't try to be someone who you're not when you're talking to different people. And that's one of the things I love about you and what's inspired me in my hosting as well.
Oh, thank you. I think that's, see, when you know, when I did acting, something didn't, like, I just didn't feel like when I was doing acting, like, I did a little bit on General Hospital, like, for summer, a couple episodes, you know, did the Will and Grace, and, but it's, like, it was something I thought I wanted because I saw it on television, and I'm, like, oh, I want to do this, and I studied it in grammar school, I did acting, but then when I got here and I was doing it, it just, because I wasn't able to use my voice, and I had to be this other character, it just didn't feel like that's what I really, what I wanted. And what I knew what I wanted was buried underneath everything else that I thought I wanted, which was to be a host. And that's when I said, wow, like, how can I get closer to this dream that I want to be a host? And at the time I'm like, well, why don't I just work at a talk show? You know, cause I used to go to the Oprah show all the time. I tried to get a job there. I mean, I tried to get an intern when I was done with college. I was trying to get an intern and I was so close to getting an intern, but then Oprah came to the store and made my dream come true. I'm like, well, I guess I'm not taking that internship and I guess I'm going to LA. So then, you know, so then I said, well, maybe I could start working at Ellen. And then I worked on Ellen for a few weeks. And then I'm like, then, you know, then the talk was happening. I'm like, maybe I can, you know, work on the talk to see how it is to work behind the scenes to get close to this dream that, you know, that I have.
Yeah. And I like that you're explaining kind of how you strategized it. And for anyone listening, it just goes to show you got this awesome opportunity acting. But even when you tried it, you realized it wasn't necessarily what you wanted to do 100%, so you just decided to shift gears and you didn't give up. And I think a lot of people need to understand that when you're chasing any dream, at some point you may have to redirect, but the important thing is to keep moving forward.
Yeah, and I think that's okay. I think it's okay to get where you need to be because you think this is what you want to do. And when you get there, you test it out and you're like, eh, I don't know, there's that little something inside of me like, I don't know, it's not really what I want to do. But, and that's okay, because that's how we learn, you know?
Mm-hmm. And now, so you worked at Ellen, you worked behind the scenes at the talk, and then now explain to us how A Spoonful of Palo transpired and what exactly it is for maybe some listeners who have never heard or seen your interviews before.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was working on the talk, and then I came home, it was right after, I came home in the afternoon, and my partner, Patrick, he was sitting on the couch and I said, I said to him, I really think we can do this. Like, I really want to have my own show, but you know, I don't want to wait for the phone to ring and I don't want to get an agent. Like, cause you know, reality that could take 30 years or might not even happen. So I'm like, if I really, we both believe in this, maybe we could do something. So my partner, Patrick, who didn't go to school to edit or to do Photoshop or anything, but he's a genius because he's someone who can learn very easily and he studied it online. That's the great thing about having like YouTube, and you can learn things on YouTube and how to do things, how to make things. So then he came up with the logo, A Spoonful of Paolo. That's the title of our show. And because I love sugar, if anyone who follows me, they know that I love like Nutella, I love cookies. Like, I mean, it makes me happy. And it's not because it's sugar, it's just because I love eating. I love trying different sweets, you know? So, and
yeah,
he took out,
yeah.
He's like, well, why don't we call it A Spoonful of Sugar? You know, why don't we call it A Spoonful of Paolo? So with our logo, it's a spoon, you know, with the sugar on top, kind of a little bit the white sugar, and then I'm on top of it. And so Patrick photoshopped it. And when I saw the logo, I'm like, oh my God, this is actually maybe going to work. And then I'm like, well, and they were trying to come up with ideas like, what's this show going to be about? Like, do we just do like hot topics? Like, what's going to work? And then I think it changed when I went to work one day and I was trying to see, well, who could be our first guest? Because we weren't sure. We were like, maybe we can go interview like a homeless person and ask them like, how did you become homeless? Or I don't know. Like, we were just thinking of these interesting ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But then so I went to work and I had asked a couple people, well, to maybe you think Sharon Osbourne, since she works on the talk, would she think she would be our first guest? And then when it got to Sharon and she said that she would love to be our first guest on our show, I'm like, it just changed everything. When I came home and I told Patrick, my partner, he just couldn't believe it. Like, oh my God, we have Sharon Osbourne as our first guest.
Wow.
And because I'm very competitive, I like to keep going. So that was the direction we were going with our show, was to try to build it and try to keep it there with Sharon Osbourne being our first guest, Florence Henderson being our second guest, you know, Leah Remini. And then we had the president mm-hmm. of Harpo and OWN for our first four guests. So it's just pretty amazing.
Yeah, you set the bar high there, but it's all of your guests. Again, listeners, if you go on to A Spoonful of Palo and you see who you've interviewed, it's awesome. I mean, I think you definitely kept the bar there, if not raised it. And so who would you say was your favorite guest to interview so far, or do you even have one?
I never understood when people would ask, like, let's say Oprah that, and she would be like, oh, I don't know. Like, I'm like, how could you not know? But I get that because, you know, we've taped 83 episodes, so it's like, you kind of a little bit forget the ones, the first 20, then you're like, oh, we just did the last five. But I have to say the ones that really stay close to me are two of them. And one of them is Judith Light, who she played Angela Bauer, and who's the boss, and she's done a lot. She's been on Dallas. I mean, she is just huge for the LGBT community, and I've always admired her. And she's also on Transparent, which just won a Golden Globe for, it's on Amazon. So, like, she was our guest, and I tried for a while to get her on our show, and so we interviewed her back in November, and I just fell in love with her. She was everything that I had hoped for, so genuine, so smart, so sweet. So I just, that's one of my favorite guests. And then, of course, another one was the one we just launched off season four, was with Oprah Winfrey, because I worked years to try to get her on our show, and it was such a full circle moment to have her, and that interview, to have it be done on the Oprah show stage, that was, I mean, it was just, yeah, but it was pretty cool.
I watched that one. I was, my eyes were never dry. Yeah, I love, just going back real quick, when you mentioned your partner, Patrick, which you two are the most handsome couple, by the way, it's so neat to see you guys, yeah, partnering together the way that you do, and you do such a good job at recognizing each other, and you always make sure to mention the work that he does too, which is another thing I love about you. You give credit to people where credit's due, and his work is amazing. I didn't know that he didn't study that.
Yeah, he's I'm telling you, like, we decided we're getting married this summer, so it's, I tell people he's my fiance now. I'm like, is my partner my fiance? Well, for the show, he's my partner, but yeah, so we're excited. But I mean, it's pretty amazing how far Patrick has come, because when people don't know is that it's just me and Patrick. We are the only two doing the show. He does the editing, the lights, he records with four cameras. You know, it's just two teams. It's just two people on this team. That's who it is. I'm the host, and I do the booking and the research. You know, then we come together to see what the audience wants to hear about this guest, what questions are good. You know, we try to make it into a conversation, you know, and then when we're done with that episode, he edits it. He does all the Photoshopping. He puts it all together. Mm-hmm. And he learned all this, like, you know, from watching YouTube videos, you know, and he has just grown with his work. And it's even, you know, we interviewed Robin Roberts from Good Morning America, and we had a meeting with them a couple months ago, because, you know, we're teaming up with her production company. And in this meeting, the head of the ABC, from ABC, had said to Patrick, your reel of your show is better than our reel of ABC. And for him to hear that, I mean, it's just like recognition to say, wow, like how far he has come. So, yeah, oh my God, I love working with him. He's so much fun.
Yeah. And another important thing for the listeners, too, hearing Pella's story and how him and Patrick are working together, it doesn't have to be hosting or something massive like that you're maybe out to do,
no.
But as entrepreneurs or whatever it may be, if you find someone who's willing to help you grow your business and learn things where you can balance each other and take those skills to a new level, you can open your business. You can do what you want. And it doesn't have to be a whole team. Like Pala said, it's just him and Patrick. So find someone else maybe your business.
Yeah, that's so true, Jennifer. Like, I mean, I think that's genius, because if you can find some, like, Patrick is so good at what he does, and, you know, and I'm learning at what I do. So, you know, but I feel like when you find someone, whether it's a friend or a family member, like a team, like a business, just you and someone, it's kind of just brainstorm what you want to do. What are your dreams? How do you go from there? Like, you know, if you have just two people, it makes a difference. You know, it is a lot of work, but if that's something you want to do and that is truly, truly your dream and your passion inside, the work just comes part of it. You know, that's what we talked about in the interview with Oprah. It just comes part of it, because if it's your dream, it's something you love, you should never really get tired of it. You should just keep exploring and making it bigger. And I you know, so it's a really good thing to say. I agree.
Yeah. Oh, well, good. And for A Spoonful of Pella, what are some other projects that you have coming up or anything you can share with the listeners that they can help follow and support?
Yeah, for sure. So, so we're at our middle of our season four. So right in the next couple episodes, we have a few of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So if anyone likes Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, we have some of the ladies from that show coming on our show. And then we're interviewing also one of the talk ladies, since I, you know, started on the talk. We thought it'd be great to, you know, last year we interviewed Julie Chen last January. So I said, well, it's been a year now. Why don't we get someone else for the talk? So we're going to be interviewing Cheryl Underwood in a couple weeks from the talk. So I love her. She's hilarious. But also in our show, like, what's so cool about this is that I love it, and this inspires anyone else out there, is that two people, like we said, just Patrick and I, you know, and I remember when we interviewed Wendy Williams, she said, you know, this is amazing, whatever you want to do, because when you put it out there, whether it's on YouTube or into the universe, you just never know what's going to come back to you. You know, you just never know. And I feel like with our show, because it's on YouTube, you know, you never know, like, who's watching it, who comes across it, you know. So we have, now we have Robin Roberts and her production team working with us to try to give us a bigger platform, you know, with our show. And, you know, and every day we kind of, like, pinch ourselves to have someone amazing and, you know, brilliant like her to work with us. So we're, it's just, you know, we take it one day at a time. So we're in the middle of it and just trying to figure things out and see how, what we can do to put A Spoonful of Paolo on a bigger platform, you know, for the next coming months. So we'll see.
Yeah, congratulations. I actually, on social media, I saw you guys announce that. And I just, again, like I said, it's a pleasure to follow what you do. And I think that you, it's very, very deserved. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you. You're so nice. Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Jennifer. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so for anyone listening, I just want you to give a couple of motivating words or pieces of advice that you have for people who maybe are struggling a little bit with being their authentic selves around whoever it may be, whether it's personally or in the business world.
Yeah, you know, I think when things started to change for me, because, you know, I'm gay, and growing up in a Catholic Italian family, I think that was, for anyone, it's a big struggle, because you are trying to figure out your life and who you are, but it just gets kind of challenging, because you want to be the person you want to be for your family, and that's how I was. I mean, that's why I worked at the grocery store since I was 11 years old, because I wanted to please my family, I wanted to please my dad. But then Oprah did a life class when she launched her network. It was the first month of launching her network, OWN. And she did this whole thing on Ellen DeGeneres and, you know, Ricky Martin and all of them who were hiding who they really were. And my favorite quote from her is when she says that, you know, if you are keeping a secret or pretending to be something you're not, you will never become all you were meant to be. And I can relate to that 100%, because if I had to hide who I was or hide Patrick, then it's like the audience knows when they watch you, they it's as if they know you, they're watching you and they see how you talk and who you are. I don't think I could ever be where we are today if I had to hide who I was. So I just feel like, just own who you are, be proud of who you are, and let everyone else will come to terms with it at some time. Maybe it won't be overnight. Maybe it might be, you know, it might be in a month or a year, but just own who you are. Cause once you own who you are, I'm telling you, that's when the door opens and all the possibility, all the things will come your way. And I think me and Patrick, I think we're both living proof of this, you know, because I can't imagine how it would have been 20 years ago or maybe even 10 years ago to hide who we are, this relationship that we have, you know, and the show that we have. Because it's like you said, like, I love it when we interview someone. I love it if Patrick comes into conversation, or, you know, that he was a part of this, that he did this, you know, because it's a show. It's not, I'm the host. You see me talking, but it's that guy, you know, as I call him, Sherry Salata, you know, the guy back there who's doing all of this, who's making this all possible and putting it all together. So it just makes it more real, more fun. The audience knows the whole story. They get to know him. So just don't hide who you are. Be proud of who you are. And then that's when the possibilities will come.
Mm-hmm. That's so, I love it. I love it. And, you know, it's whether you're hosting a show or you're going to work at a grocery store, wherever it is, when you go home at the end of the day, all you have is yourself. And so you need to be happy with that. And so thank you for that. That's great advice. And I hope all the listeners out there, that hit home with somebody. I'm sure it did.
Yeah, I mean, because we look at, like, Ellen DeGeneres, and like, you see how amazing she is and how far she's come in her career and, like, how big she is. But it's like, you know, and she's so proud of the life she lived. She's not hiding anything. But can you imagine if someone that we all love and admire was hiding who she really was? I mean, really, she wouldn't be where she is today. I mean, that's a fact. We know that, you know. So I'm always like, just stand on your ground and be who you are and love yourself. That's the key thing, is to love yourself. And then once you love yourself and you own who you are, I'm telling you, you never know what's going to come your way, no matter what your dream is. I don't care what your dream is. Like you said, if it's working in a grocery store, whether it's working in the library, whether it's being an actor, a model, you just don't know what will come your way if you're just, you know, you're releasing it all and being who you are. So.
Yeah. And wouldn't you agree, too, that a lot of it is just learning acceptance in general, like acceptance of who you are, acceptance that other people may not like you, and that's okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm still there kind of, because, you know, I want everyone to like me, but when your show is on YouTube and you're reading some of your comments, and like 90% are good, or they're great comments, but then you got these people, and it happens to everyone, but you got this like 10% who just say these awful things about you. Like, oh my God, do they really mean that? But it's like, you can't please everyone. You just can't please everyone. No one can please anyone. So it's like everyone. So just, you know, just know that and just keep the people you love near you and close by you. And then that will do. So.
Yeah, I love it. Well, Paolo, thank you so much. Why don't you let the listeners know where they can connect with you?
Yeah, you could. The main thing is you can go to our website, which is aspoonfulofpaolo.com. So it's aspoonfulofpaolo, P-A-O-L-O.com, all one word. And then there's a website that you can see all our links to go, you know, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. So, yeah, so just go to the website and all of that's on the front page and you can't miss it.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And good luck with absolutely everything that you have coming up with Robin Roberts and your platform in season 4 of Spoonfulofpaolo.
Thank you. And I got to say, Jennifer, you're amazing. And I love what you're doing. And it's really inspiring. And thanks for having me on your show because it's so much fun talking to you. You're really good. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, too. Hey, the good thing now with internet is you can do it anywhere, right? Whether it's at home on
your internet.
YouTube.
Yes.
All right, Paolo. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I hope you have a great night.
Right back at you. Thanks, Jennifer.
You're welcome. All right, everybody, that was Paolo Presta, the host of A Spoonful of Paolo. Wow. I hope that you share this segment with others. The direct link will be up permanently, so make sure you pass on the episode tonight. I think that Paolo shared some very, very valuable advice pertaining to life all around and being your authentic self and how you can also chase your dream and get to where you're going, understanding that you may have to switch gears from time to time. And so make sure you check out the direct link. If you connected via social media, it will still be there. And you can also visit jenniferleelifecoaching.com for that link as well. I'm very excited because this week I will actually be a guest on Mark Sefton's podcast called Talk Business. Mark was actually the first guest of the new year on Fire to Inspire, and he welcomed me to his podcast, Talk Business. So make sure you keep a lookout on social media for that link as well so you can tune into our interview. And then I'm also interviewing Angie Snow, who is a transition coach and the founder and CEO of Woman Up Accountability. I'll be interviewing her this Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern, so make sure you keep a lookout for that link as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that you are inspired by tonight's episode. And make sure you go to check out aspoonfulofpaolo.com, all of his inspirational interviews, and Paolo will really encourage you to dream big. I'm Jennifer Hain, the founder and owner of Jennifer Lee Life Coaching, and I hope you all have a great week.